This is Georgia. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Toast Free From Radio. I'm subbing today for the Goblins and Demons Global Summit with Seth, who's also here. Hey, Seth.
Hello, hello, hello.
And, are you a goblin or are you a demon?
You can't get away with doing this without me.
That's all I have to say about that. And wait, we have a guest. Oh, no. Wait, who just walked in? Is it a goblin or a demon?
What mic am I at?
You can sit at either one. I just turned 3 on, but I can turn it off.
I didn't mean to barge in, but I just thought there was some theoretical inaccuracies that I need to correct.
You are subbing for the guys from before.
Goblins and Demons. I looked it up and said it said Goblins and Demons were coming on right now. Are you the Goblins and the Demons?
I'm Goblins and Demons Weekly Summit. That's at 11.
Makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm so sorry because
no, it's okay. It is okay. I'm not here to cause fight. I'm here to, for peace.
It says from 10 to 11. This is.
Well.
That's wonky. My bad.
No. I realized wait, now so, I like, came in yelling at you.
Wait. So sorry to the guys who are allegedly before this show because I don't know what your show is called now. But we are subbing for you and we are here. We are present.
Yeah.
And we are vibing.
That's all we really need.
No, and now I will leave the theory up to you unless you
But you're the originator of the goblins versus demons.
Yeah.
Can you explain?
Well... As in any good critical theory, there has to be a dialectical tension. In Goblins and Demons, it is my theory, about the like 1 year anniversary of it now, that everyone in the world is either a goblin or a demon. And the understanding, which really can't be quantified or qualified, think of it sort of, you know, like a rhizome, like there's no clear beginning, end, like very like, it's got to think abstract.
Yeah.
So goblins had to crawl their way out from the center of the earth, and then demons were actively pushed out of the sky.
Oh,
and
wow.
So you just sort of, it's you really learn by example, like the educated becomes the educator with this one. So like learning by example, I think, is the most like authentic way of learning it. But I guess if like you had to put like body language maybe to it, like demons would be like, and goblins would be like,
yeah. I really love everyone on the radio was just like, yeah.
Like, yeah. Did you see my body language? Radio listeners.
It was like a sharp jerk and then another sharp jerk in the other direction. I really don't want to throw a wrench in the system, but I've also heard the phrase gremlin being thrown around a lot. Like, what? How does that fit into this?
Where, in what context have you heard that?
Like, gremlin core, like I'm such a gremlin, like versus goblin. I feel like it's kind of a similar
I feel like I haven't heard that, but if whoever is saying that, if you want to fight, well, we can talk about it.
Okay, well,
no, I think it is unrelated though. Okay, I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm just really possessive about it because some person who I went to high school with stole this theory from me and is trying to pass it off as their own.
Oh.
Yeah. Shout them out on the radio.
No, I'll keep it
on
anonymous.
Your show, but it's not your show because I just called it the wrong thing.
Yeah, well, Seth, are you familiar with it?
The goblin and...
Yeah, like, Georgia, what is your familiarity? I'd love to know.
I'm familiar with goblins and demons because Georgia Oldham introduced me to goblins and demons. I don't remember where she stood on it, but I feel like I am a demon because I simply don't have the upper body strength to like claw my way out of the earth like a goblin. Like my soul would not be able to physically go through the earth's crust.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with the context.
Oh, you are deep inside. Deep inside,
I
you know.
I guess I am. But my only point of reference is there was someone in my high school who used to call herself a goblin. Or she'd be like, that was very goblin of me.
See, it's like a superstructure that exists above us. I just brought it to light.
Yeah.
I guess so. Well, we salute you in your never-ending journey, I suppose, to find the truth
thank you,
of the world.
Yeah, thank you for coming in here to shed a light on our lies.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
No, genuinely, that would have been super embarrassing.
Yeah, no. Well, thank you for this guest feature, but I will leave it to the geniuses of
Thank you.
Learning, we are learning and loving every day.
Exactly.
Living and learning and loving every day.
Eat, pray, love.
Eat, pray, love. Eat, pray, love, goblin, demon.
Exactly.
All right. We said the radio. Do we want to play some music?
Sure. This next song is Fuzzy Brain by Dayglow.
West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mount, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place. Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. gather round her. Minus lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Misty taste moonshine, teardrops in my eyes. Country road.
By John Denver. That was actually a request, so if you do have a request, call us.
Yeah, don't call us all at once, though. Don't get crazy. But we had a very kind caller call in and play that, and we played that song for him, so.
Yeah, and before we get into our next song, I just want to give a little shout-out to a wonderful woman who I adore dearly, Danielle Kissaberth, hailing all the way from San Francisco, but currently in Providence, Rhode Island.
She's, coast to coast.
She's a world traveler, that woman. I just wanted to say I miss you and I love you. And thanks for tuning in. We love our supporters.
Wow, the magic of radio.
Truly.
What do we have up next?
We have James by MGMT. And after that, Not My Baby. So...
Getting crazy up in here.
And it truly is. Enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Save yourself. walking alone, I'm in the red lines, trying to find the right time. Walking alone, I'm in the red light, trying to find the right time.
Burglars by the
Here we are on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Toast Freeform Radio. This is, I apologize, earlier I said we were the Goblin and Demon Global Summit. We are actually subbing for those dudes from earlier, I think, because they are earlier than I thought it was.
Time is a social construct. It's not very important.
It is. It's all a simulation anyway.
And now, while we have your attention, there's just a couple important things we'd like to talk about. Mainly tonight, firearm safety, very important issue. So no matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule one, all guns are loaded. Rule two, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule three, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule four, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. This has been a public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I feel educated. I have never held a gun, but I still feel educated.
Yeah, me too. I hope to all our listeners, we all feel educated and we're all growing and we're all learning.
Yep.
And let's do that to some Grimes.
Yes.
We love Grimes.
We love Grimes.